V'yim nishtatzfu b'movi. Let's say the opposite way. The only made is shtufa mevoyis in order to carry from the chotzer down into the movi. Is dalocha mutarin kan v'kan. Then they are mutar both ways. So the chur, this is going to be a kasha. The chur, this is the rabbonin shita we had before. Not like Reb Meir. That if you made a shtufa mevoyis, you just collected like wine. In order to carry from the chotzer into the movi, automatically they're mutar to carry from one chotzer to another chotzer. Now this is not like Reb Meir shita. Reb Meir says one does not help with the other one. So Gemara is going to answer it. It means if they mishtatfu nami, if they also made a shtufa mevoyis, if they did both, they made a neruv chatzeris and a shtufa mevoyis, then we say it's mutar kan v'kan. Then they're allowed to carry all over the place from one chotzer to another chotzer down into the movi. What about irvo b'chatzeris v'nishtatfu b'movi? They made everything the way they're supposed to. They made a neruv chatzeris. And they also made a shtufa mevoyis. They also put another eruv in order to carry from the chotzer down into the movi, into the alleyway. Now, v'shokach echod mevnei chotzer v'lo eruv. One of the people living in the chotzer forgot to make an eruv. He forgot to put into the eruv. Yid alocho mutarin kan v'kan. Even though only one person forgot, still, he's allowed to carry all over the place. From his house into the chotzer, into the movi, all over the place. So Gemara Zechur is going to ask the Kasha, L'chur, this should go according to the Rabbonin Shita. That hold that, since he made a Shtufa Mevoyis, so that alone is enough for everything. So even though this one person forgot to make the Ruvah Chatzeris, like, so what? You have the Shtufa Mevoyis, that's good for everybody. So we're going to get into Kasha, if the ratio goes according to Rameya, how does this come out good according to Rameya? Like here, L'chur, if this one person forgot to make a Ruvah Chatzeris, so he should be also to carry from one chotzer into another chotzer. Even though he made a shtufa mevoyis, so what? Reb Meir's shita is, if you only make a shtufa mevoyis, you're only allowed to carry from the chotzer into the movi, but you're not allowed to carry from one chotzer to another chotzer. So chur, this should not come out according to Reb Meir. And the Gemara will answer that even Reb Meir is masking to this case over here. We'll soon see. Vaitam. Echad mebnei movi, here should be like an aside. Shokach echad mebnei movi, v'loi nishtatif. Let's say one of the people, like from the people living in the houses of the shteitzer, that has a right to use the chotzer, has a right to use the mavui, forgot to be mishtatif in the shtufa mevoyis. He forgot to put in the wine when they collected to be able to carry from the chotzer into the mavui. Is alocha mutarim bechatzeros v'yasurim b'mavui in echanami. This is like Reb Meir shita that person is only allowed to carry from one chotzer to another chotzer, because that eruv he did make. He made the ruvi chatzeros. Just he forgot to make a shtufa mevoyis, so since he didn't make the movi together, he is not allowed to carry from his chotzer into the movi. Why? So the Mishnah shaham movi lechatzeros kechotzer lebatim. You should know the same way there's a locha when you have a few houses opening up into one chotzer. That's alba ruvi chatzeros always. That you're not allowed to carry from your house into the alleyway into the chotzer if you have other people living there. Okay, there's an issue to carry from house into a chotzer. The same halacha is you're not allowed to carry from a chotzer into a movi. If you have three chatzerim, three courtyards, open up into the alley, into the movi, each courtyard asks on the other one that they're not allowed to carry out from their chotzer into the movi. Like Rashi says, "Shamovi lechatzer lechotzer labatim, kishem shosel lehitzim min habatim lechotzer." The same way you're not allowed to carry out from your house into the chotzer below eruv. If you have three people living in the same courtyard and nobody made an eruv chatzeris, you're not allowed to carry out from your house into the chotzer. Is the locha kach osa lohitzi min hachotzer lemovi b'loy shittuf. The same thing, if you not make a new thing called the shtufa mevoyis to put everybody together, you're not allowed to carry out from a chotzer into the movi on Shabbos. But now the chiddush is v'loy teima, don't say to lay domi. Maybe there's no, it's not doima. The bias for chotzer zurishus hayochiv zurishus rabin. A bias like it here, since you live there privately in your house. And outside in the chotzer, a few people live outside in the chotzer. So therefore, it's awesome with the rabban. It looks like you're carrying from Rishus Yochin to Rishus Rabin. Avu chotzer v'movui, shneiyam Rishus Rabin hein. But what should be the gzerim of the rabbanim why you're not allowed to carry from your chotzer into the movi? In the chotzer, like a few people live in the chotzer, use the chotzer. In the movi, also a few people use the movi. So here it looks like the exact same type of Rishus. So I would think there's no isser. Kamashmon the Mishnah, no. If you don't make a special Aruvi Chatzeris, and the case in the picture that we have here, even though you're allowed to carry from one Chatzah to another Chatzah to another Chatzah, if you made an Aruvi Chatzeris, but you're not allowed to carry into the Movi. The Movi is considered like another Rishus Midirabonin. Even though the Movi of Adi is the Rishus Yochid, but Midirabonin, you're not allowed to carry from one Rishus Yochid to another Rishus Yochid. So you're only allowed to carry from a Chatzah into the Movi if they made a special Eruve called Shtufe Mevois. You're Meshat if you made them all partnership together in the Movi. So Chor, our Mishnah goes according to Rav Meir that we had before, that there are two separate things. You have to make a special Eruve Chatzeris, and you have to make a special Shtufe Mevois. And if you make one, it doesn't help for the other one. This is the Rameya Shita. So at the Gemara, the Churamani, who does our Mishnah go? Like Rameya, goes like the Melech we had before. The Yama Binan Erev, or Binan Shittif. He holds you have to have two separate things. You have to make a Shtufei Mavois to carry from the Chotzer into the Mavi, and you have to have an Eruv Chatzeris to carry from one Chotzer into the next Chotzer. So the Gemara, Eima Mitzios, so what does the middle case say here? V'yem Nishtatzfu B'movi, if they made a Shtufei Mavois, is mutarin kan v'kan. Right, that's the top line of the Mishnah. V'yem nishtatfu b'movui mutarin kan v'kan. Is the churus of the Gemara also the Rabbonin? That comes out according to Rabbonin. Because poshut it means you only made a shtufa mevois, that's all. You did not make an eruv chatzeris. You did not make something mati you to carry from one chotzer to another chotzer. You only collected wine together to be mutter to carry from the chotzer into the movui. And still the Mishnah says mutarin kan v'kan. You're allowed to carry both cases. Is the chur that goes according to the Rabbonin Shita. The Rabbonin Shita we had before was they held no. If you make just Neruva Chatzeris, that helps for the Shtufa Mevois. And then we're doing the opposite way. If you made a Shtufa Mevois, that is automatically Matthew to carry from one Chotzer to another Chotzer. So the chur, this part of the Mishnah goes according to Rabbonin. The Yamris of the Gemara, Bechod the Sagi. They held either one of the two is good, either Neruva Chatzeris or Elf Shtufa Mevois. So the chur, it's a stable like. Who does the Mishnah go like? So the Gemara holds like, this wouldn't be so shver. I'll tell you the gears in the top line of the Mishnah when it says we have here v'yim nishtatzfu, the gears should be v'yim nishtatzfu nami koma. If you also made a shtufa mevois, in other words, you made avad eruv chatzeris, you matir all the chatzeris together, but you also made a shtufa mevois, then it's mutarim zelazir, and that's where Meir Shita that you have to have both an eruv chatzeris and a shtufa mevois. Good. So far everything's good according to Rav Meir. So the Gemara aim is sefer. What do you do with the sefer of the Mishnah? The sefer of the Mishnah says, Irvo b'chatzeris. They made an eruv b'chatzeris. V'nishtat fu b'movi. And then through the people made a shtufa mevois. They collected wine together and they put it in one of the chatzerim to be matter to carry from the chatzer into the movi. But then the Mishnah says, v'shochach echad v'bnei chatzer. One of the people living in the chatzer, he forgot v'lo iruv. And he did not make an eruv b'chatzeris. He forgot to make an eruv b'chatzeris this one person. So still the Mishnah says, Mutarin kan v'kan. This person is still allowed to carry from one chotzer into the next chotzer into the movi. Is the chur hechidomi. What's the case talking about? Why is this person mutter to carry from one chotzer to another chotzer? He did not make an eruv chatzeris. So the mar'i d'loy botul, if he was not mevatel his rishus, amai mutarim. The chur, since he did not make an eruv, he should ask on everybody else. So if he wasn't mevatel his rishus, why is he mutter? Elup sheeted the bottle. Elamayat say we're talking about that this person was mavatl his rishus. Even though he didn't make an erev in the Ruvi Chatzeris, he gave up his rights to use the chotzer. Like I'm not here the Shabbos. Therefore he doesn't ask for everybody else. So everybody else is mutter, but he's taka also. Amos sefer b'zay. What did the sefer in the Mishnah say? Shochad echem ibnei movi. One of the people living in the movi. Like even though he made an Ruvi Chatzeris, but he forgot to make a shtufa mevois. And he forgot to make a shtufa mevois. Is alocha mutarim v'chatzeros v'yasurim b'movi. Those are the same thing. They're mutar to carry in the chotzer, and they're also to carry into the movi. Now the kasher is vi debitol. If this person that forgot to make the shtufa mevois was mevato, gave up his right to use the movi, so it's like he's not here. Or b'zoya mayasurim b'movi. Why is everybody else to use the movi? Why not? This one person that forgot to make the shtufa mevois was mevatel his rishus, gave up his rights. So why is it osur? So the marvichi tamer, maybe you tell me, kisava Rav Meir, ain't bitter rishus b'movi. Our Mishnah telling me now goes according to Rav Meir. So maybe you tell me Rav Meir sheet there is. When we're talking about hilchus mevui, when you want to carry from the chotzer into the alleyway, there it doesn't help hilchus bittel. Maybe to mevatel give up your rights is only in the chotzer or the rights of your house, but to give up the rights to use the chotzer, that you don't say. So maybe that's Pshan Mishnah. And the Movi doesn't know Bittel. So that can't be. For a time you learned before, Remeya learned before the Maisa about the Tzduki Yechub. He had a Maisa there, he had a Tzduki, so he told him that the Tzduki was Mavatl his Rishus in the Chotzer. So the Far of Gamliel told him, Fayas, go out and use the Chotzer, and use the Movi even before the Tzduki was Chotzer. So we're talking about using the Movi there, and we said that Tzduki was Mavatl, gave up his rights to use the Movi. So the Gamliel told them, the Yidin there, Fayas, go and use the Movi now, so you should be allowed to carry out into the Movi. So Kopari, you see, Kloy, you're allowed to be Mavati Yushus even in the Movi. Because there the Tzduki was a Shaila, can you use the Movi or not? And he said, since the Tzduki was Mavatl, his Rishus, not to use the Movi, the Bittl helps. So you see clearly that you could even be Mavatl, your Rishus in the Movi. So it's strict Shrei Al Mishnah then. Why does the Sefer say it's Osir? Why can't he be Mavatl his Rishus? So the Mori Elab, Shita Vada, since the Sefer says it's Osir, we're talking about the Loi Bittl. He was not Mavatl his Rishus. Obizoy, you need the Sefer, Loi Bittl. Since in the safe where the person that forgot to make his shtufim mevoyis was not mevatel his rishus, that's why it's osur. Here's the chur reisha nami, the same thing in the reisha, the loy bittel, that the reisha also the person was not mevatel his rishus. So it's shver. Why does the reisha then say that if the person forgot to make an eruv chatzeris, he's still allowed to carry into his chotzer? Why not? He didn't make an eruv chatzeris. Why? He didn't make an eruv chatzeris. The chur of the svara has to be that this middle part of the Mishnah goes like the Rabbanan Shita, that since they made a shtufa mevoyis, the shtif mevoyis helps for the chatzar also. So even though this one person did not make it a rubik chatzaris, and he was not mevatel the shus to the other people, he's still there. The reason why he doesn't ask for anybody is because kafat they made a shtufa mevoyis. So the chur is this is the Rabbanan Shita. That's the Maskash now. Reisha the Sefer Remeya. The beginning of the Mishnah and the end of the Mishnah, you're telling me goes according to Remeya Shita. That holds what? You have to make two separate things. You have to make a Shtufa Mevoyis to carry into the Movi, and you have to make an Aruba Chaser to carry into the Yerif. Mitzuyos Rabbonim. Now this middle case says that if somebody forgot to make an Aruba Chaser, still is allowed to carry from one Chotzer to another Chotzer. Why? You have to say it goes according to Rabbonim Shita. That since they made a Shtufa Mevoyis, that's matter them to carry all over. So, of course, the modern Mishnah, one part goes like Remei, one part goes like Rabbon, Stamastava like that. And for the Gemara, no, really, Kula Remei. I tell you, our whole Mishnah goes according to Remei. And the reason why in this middle case, where just one person forgot to make the Ruba Chatzeris, the reason why he's Mutri Kari, I'll tell you, there even Remei is Moida. Why? The time of Mayam Remei, being in Erev or being in Shituv, why does Remei's Shituv is that you have to do two things? You have to make Eruvi Chatzeris in order to carry from one Chotzer to another Chotzer, and you also have to make a special Shtufa Mevoyis to be Matthew to carry from the Chotzer into the Movi. Why? The Svarish, Lele Shakeach Teres Erev Minatinoikis. We had before in the Mishnah that the kids should not forget that there's such a loch of an Erev. Like Lamosh, let's say they forgot to make an Eruvi Chatzeris. Now, the kids living in the Chotzer, they're going to see the father's carrying out from one Chotzer to another Chotzer. And they don't see any Eruv Chatzeris there. So they're going to think you're allowed to carry from one Chotzer to another Chotzer without making an Eruv. They're not going to know that really the reason why it's mut is because they made a Shtuf from the voice. Since they are in the Movi, to let them all be together, that helps for their Eruv Chatzeris also. The kids won't know that. So the kids are just going to see the father's carrying from one chotzer to another chotzer without an eruv. That's why Remeya's machmir to say you have to have two things. But here we're talking about everybody in the chotzer really did make an eruv chatzeris. There's only one person that forgot to make the eruv chatzeris. So if we're going to matter you for even that person to carry out from this chotzer to the next chotzer, the kids are not going to come to learn out that you carry without making an Eruv. Because they know all the other neighbors did make the Eruv Chatzeris. Like they see in the Chatzah there is an Eruv Chatzeris. Rove with the people did make an Eruv Chatzeris. So in such a case, even Remei is Moidah, that even this one person did not make the Eruv Chatzeris, he's also allowed to carry out, because really Mikra Din, since they made a Shtufa Mevoyis, the Shtufa Mevoyis helps for everything. That's Mar of everybody together, make like everybody is one family, you really can carry out one to the other. And that's where we hold Halacha like that. That a Shtufa Mevoyis does help the Mokim Erevin. But even according to Remei, that's Machmir is only Machmir, where nobody made an Eruv Chatzeris. But where rove people made an Eruv Chatzeris, just one person forgot, he's also made even that person could carry out. Omer Rav Yehuda, Rav Loitoni Tzuch Ezulizu. In our Mishnah, we said the case, these five Chatzeris, one next to another. So our Mishnah was that there was a Pesach, there was an opening from one Chotzer to another Chotzer, like the picture we had, like the picture in Rashi there. That there's an opening from one Chotzer to the next Chotzer. Now Rav didn't learn like that.
He learned in our Mishnah, no, that Pesach was not opened. Rav la toni psucha zuluzu. V'chein omer Rav Kana, same thing Rav Kana says, that v'chein omer Rav Kana, Rav la toni psucha zuluzu. Rav did not learn in our Mishnah that the five chateres were open one to the other. They only had one opening into the Movri, that's all. But they did not open one to the other. We'll soon see why. Mashmi learns if they were open one to the other, then you couldn't make an Eruv HaTzeres and a Shtufim Yavois. And we'll soon see why not. Ika the army, some say, Rav Kana Gufa, Loitoni Psuchais Zuluzu. Not that Rav Kana saying over in the name of Rav, but Rav Kana himself said like this, don't be Gurus Psuchais Zuluzu. Omalai Abai and Rav Yosef, my time of the Loitoni Psuchais Zuluzu. Like, what's wrong the way we have our Mishnah? Our Mishnah is very good. It says one chotzer has a Pesach, an opening into the next chotzer, and to the next, to the next, to the next. How come they have to learn our Mishnah means no? There's no Pesach, there's no opening from one chotzer to another chotzer. What's the difference if there is a Pesach or not a Pesach? L'chur, we're talking about that they made a Shtufim Mevois, and they made it a Eruv HaTzeres. Our Mishnah goes according to Rameya. So what should be the difference? Whether there's a Pesach there or there's no Pesach there? L'chur, it should be the exact same halacha. And for the Gemara, Kisovar, they hold as Rav Kan and Rav holds, that kol shituf shein machniso yomotzio derech psochim demovui lav shemei shituf. This is the havamina. We will soon change this. But the havamina is kol shituf. Whenever you want to make a shtufim voice, it has to be able, you know, you want to be able to carry from a chotzer into the movui on Shabbos. Now that's only mutter if shein machniso yomotzio derech psochim, that when they carry usually from one chotzer to another chotzer, they don't go straight through from one chotzer to another chotzer. The movi lav shemei mshitif. If they don't carry out, look this picture here. In order to be matter means of one chotzer carrying to another chotzer, they hold it's only muti if the way they carry is they go through the movi, then back into the next chotzer, then again through the movi back into the next chotzer. Then it looks like everybody is using the movi together. But Shenka, in the case like our picture here, if there's a Pesach from one chotzer to another chotzer, so when they want to carry from one chotzer to another chotzer, they don't have to go down into the movi, they can go straight across. See, in such a case, you can't make a shtufim yavois. In order to make a shtufim yavois, to make them all look alike in the movi, it's only if mamish they have to carry out through the movi into the next chotzer, through the movi into the next chotzer. Then we see them living like in the movi. Because the man is psuach, like this picture here, that goes straight across, it doesn't help a shtufim yavois. And maybe that's the svarin of Kana and Rav. Therefore, they learned in our Mishnah Badafka, there is no opening from one chotzer to another chotzer. How do you have to go to carry from one chotzer to another chotzer? You Badafka have to go through the movi. So if you have to go through the movi, then if you make a shtufim yavois before Shabbos, you talk a lot of carry from one chotzer into the movi into the next chotzer. Maybe that's their svara. We'll soon see the Gemara slugs it up. So the Gemara kasher on this. Eisrei, I have a kasher on you. Balabayis shoyishut l'shchenev. The Mishnah we had before. O balabos, there was a partnership with another shochin, and they're talking about making a ruva a shtufim yavois here, because they're talking about wine, like we had before. To make an aruva chateres, you could only use bread. You can't use wine. Wine only helps for shtufim yavois. So we had before that a balabos and his neighbor shahayu shutif. They were shutfas. They were partnership. The zebiyain and zebiyain. They both owned wine together. Is ain tzrich an aruv. They don't have to make an aruv because this wine, even though they didn't put it there, l'shem aruv, it automatically helps the shem aruv. So l'chura, it doesn't say there that they carried out the shutfis from one chotzer into the movi. Its mashmim was always in the chotzer. That's all. So you see, even though you don't carry it out into the movi, still it could be good. Have to Gemara, no, you have to be matzcha hosam diyafti vaili. I tell you, there was two shutfis. The way they used the wine was they carried it out into the movi, then back into the other chotzer. That's the way they became partnership with the wines. Not the pshatstam there happened to be in one chotzer. The people owned the wine together. You have to put in the kimta. They bedafka took this barrel of wine and carried the taka through the movi into the next chotzer. That's the way they became a partnership. Another kash. Eitzvei. Kate said mishtafim movi. It's a mishnah we'll have later. How do you make a shtufim voice? What do you do to make all the let you carry from the chotzer into the movi? So it says there.
You
just had to put down a barrel of wine in the chovis, and one person could say, He could make a shtufim avoyis for everybody. One person, he'll take a barrel of wine, or mezakalin, and he'll be mezakah, it's a schus for everybody, he'll be mezakah this barrel of wine to everybody. Now, v'hocho, d'chad mezakah m'didei l'kului, v'nichnas l'chatzrasayim. So one person, Tom, picked up a barrel of wine, and he's mezakah this wine for everybody. And still, you see, it's good. So, Kuru, they didn't carry it out from the chatzar into the movi. So, b'zoi, you see, you don't have to go into the movi. And the Gemara, no, I'll be matzke. They're also the same thing. They took out and brought back in again. Maske v'lo rab. They went out into the movi and brought it back into the chutzar. Maske v'lo rab barchon. Elo meyato hikne loy pas besaloi. If somebody stam wants to be matzke his pas in the basket, in order to make a ruvach, in order to make a shtufim mivoyis for everybody, hochinam v'lo hevi shituf. You want to tell me that's not going to be good? Like lo yitzay nechinami. Somebody wants to make a shtufim mivoyis. So he had before, he could use wine. But if he wants to use bread, the other bread is also good. So let's just somebody wakes up now on Friday and he's mezaki everybody in the chotzer to the shtufim voice with his bread. You want to tell me it's no good because he didn't take it out into the movie? The chitay mochinam, and maybe you want to tell me it's like that's true. The yom rav yudom arav, b'nei chabura, shoye mesubin, of b'nei chabura, people were sitting together, by yisuda together, v'kiddush aleim ayon, and they were eating, they started to eat Friday afternoon, and all of a sudden it became Shabbos. The bread they have on the table, they could use that for the Rubik Hatzeris, even though they didn't put it there the Ferris, the Shem Erev, but since they're all eating together on the same table, they're like shutfis, like partnership in this bread. The Yamrulon, some say Mishum Shittif, that this Erev even helps for Shtufim Mavoyis also. Since they like all have a right to use the same piece of bread, they're eating by the same Suda, so all the people from the Chotzer are eating together, so this bread automatically helps for Shtufim Mavoyis. The Yomar Rabba, Leipligas, no machlekis. Kambe Mesubim Mabayis. If they're sitting in the house, that's where you have to put the Eruv Chatzeris. On Eruv Chatzeris, in order to carry from your house into the Chotzer, you have to put the Eruv in the house. So if they were eating inside the house, now this Eruv helps for the Eruv Chatzeris. Kambe Mesubim Mechotzer. Let's say the people are sitting and eating their Suda outside in the Chotzer, then the locher is that Eruv is no good for Eruv Chatzeris, because for an Eruv Chatzeris, you have to put inside the house. We'll see later on. Mashenkin for shtufim avoyis, in order to make all the mavid, all the chaserim together to carry into the mavid, that's enough to be in the chotzer. See, if they're sitting and having their suda together in the chotzer, the bread on the table automatically becomes the erev, the shtufim avoyis, because they're like shutfis, they have a right to eat the bread together. And here, for sure, they didn't carry the bread out into the mavid here. They're talking about they're in the middle of the meal. In the middle of the meal, you don't go out in the mavid. So you see, Klor, even though the Erev never went into the Movi, it only stayed into one Chotzer, still you could use this Erev for Shtufim Mevoyis. So Melo, it's Rik Shver, it's Akash and Rav Khan and Rav, why do they have to learn in our Mishnah? Bedavka, that one Chotzer is not opened up into the next Chotzer, what would be wrong if the Chotzerim are opened up one to the other? Elo, time of the Rav's time is like this. So Kosova, Rav holds, a Movi Nita Balechi Vikoira. He's only matter a movi. This is our suchas movi. A movi, the alleyway, we say always has a kula. Even though there are only three mechitzas around it, on the fourth side, all you have to have is just a kairu or a lechi. There's a kula of the rabbonim. But that's only if it has a shem movi. What makes up a movi? You have to have, he holds two chaseros opening up into it, and two houses opening up into the chotzer. Now here, if the chaserim were psucha zulizu, so then Mechura means they made an Eruv HaChaseres together. If they made an Eruv HaChaseres together, it's all considered like one Chatzar only. So male, this Mavi doesn't have a Shem Mavi. All these five Chatzaras are together like one Chatzar. So then how many Chatzarim opening up into the Mavi? Only one. If only one Chatzar opens up into the Mavi, a Mavi doesn't have a Heter of a Mavi. You have to have at least two Chatzarim opening up into the Mavi. See, if there's no Pesach from one Chatzar to another Chatzar, then we say it's considered two separate Chatzarim. And both of them are opening up into the movi, then it's mutter to carry out in the movi. Mashenkin, if there'll be a Pesach, one to the other, Rav Svar is that in the case where they made a shtuf eruv with chatzeris, they were ma'ar and blew the chatzeris together, so it looks like one chatzer now. And therefore, the eruv, the movi, would not have a heter with a lechi or a koira. Therefore, they say, badafka, the chatzerim are not opening zelizim. Here, Rashi, the top Rashi on the other side says, "Batim lechaser sukum toichay. Batim lechaser. You need two houses into each chotzer, and ishtei batim lechol chotzer, or ishtei chaseres to movi. You have to have two different chaseres opening up into the movi.
Now Vahana, here now Mishti, the girls of the five chaserim who opened up had a Pesach one to the other, Kivon the Kulam Sukum Zuluzu, since they're open one to the other. Umaarvus Yachad, Derech Pesachim, they made in the Ruba Chaser together, is Rav and Rav Kan holds Chode Choshevlo. That's considered like only one Chaser. But let's tell the Rav does not know the Tanul Yeel, Abu Bunay Mavishlem Mitte Belecha Bekurva.
We hold not like Rav Kana and Rav. We hold that no, even if they made a Ruvach Atzeres together, so they have a right to carry from one chotzer to another chotzer. But that's only Lekula. But Avada, to be matter in the Mavli, to consider the call two chaseres opening up or not, Avada will also go Lekula there. The Avada, it is considered like two different chaseres open up into the Mavli, and Avada would still be mutter to carry from the chotzer into the Mavli. With Alocha, we hold not like Rav and Rav Kana. We hold that this chaseres, they have two dinim to it. When they made the Ruvach Atzeres, you're allowed to carry from one chotzer to another chotzer. But Lemaiser, in the Mavli, you have five chaserim opening up. Even though they're like one, that's the halach of Erech Chaserim. But negate to the Mavli, it's called you have two different chaserim opening up here, and it's still be mutter to carry in the Mavli with only a lechi v'koyrim. But Rav holds not like that. Rav holds that if the chaserim were opened up one to the other, and they had a right to carry one to the other, it's still only like one chotzer, and therefore the Mavli would be awesome.
Yeah. So Rav din is right the gufa. Omer Rav, ein movi nita balechi b'koyra ad shiyu batin v'chaser tzuchim atoichoi. What's one of the ingredients to make up a movi that has to have two chaseres open?